Hi, good evening. Welcome to Live at the Agora, featuring tonight the Outlaws. All of this is coming to you from the Agora Ballroom in Cleveland, Ohio. My name is Joyce, and Charlie's right here next to me.
And tonight we have one of the finest new bands to come along in some time. The Outlaws were the first band signed by the now successful Arista Records, and they proved very successful themselves. They were voted the best new band of 1975, and it's easy to see why. And you'll hear why tonight on Live at the Agora. We'll be right back. We're back live at the Agora with the Outlaws tonight. And Joyce, there seems to be a great deal of excitement about this little Southern rock band.
This band's been playing in concert far long before they had their first record, and they're stage veterans. It's going to be a good show.
I think they're just about ready.
Would you welcome the Outlaws?
Good evening. How y'all doing? I'll tell you one thing. We may play a lot of places in Cleveland in the future, but this is going to be the best place we've ever played. That's the truth.
I am thinking of the reason, so I try to remember without talking to myself. Things that I've said, or maybe things that I felt about you. Sitting in a corner of a crowded ballroom, people all around me ask, do you feel alone? Just where I go, I'm gonna break down and cry. Someone played a tune and got the tear from my eye.
There goes another love song. Someone singing about me again. There goes another love song. Now I need a cold and a friend.
Heard a voice whispered in my ear, singing,
there goes another love song. Someone singing about me again. There goes another love song. Now I need more than a friend.
I think we need a little country song here. It's called Free Ball Man.
My phone is on my back.
right back with the Outlaws after this. Live at the Agora continues with the Outlaws.
We had a lot of trouble when we made our first album. We couldn't decide what we were going to record or what we weren't going to. And so, consequently, some of the stuff we wanted to record didn't get on the album. And this is one of them that didn't quite make it, but it's definitely going to be on a second album. It's called Kansas City Queen, and we're going to get Monty to start this one out for you. It goes like this. Thank you. Thank y'all very much. We're going to do a little country music for you now. If y'all would, please.
We'll be right back with Live at the Agora after this.